I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. There are two giant airplane manufacturers in the world, Boeing in the United States, Airbus in Europe. Their rivalry is intense. And today, Airbus says it outsold Boeing for the first time ever. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, how big a deal is this?
Well, in the aviation industry, it's a pretty big deal, Alex. Airbus announced today that it delivered 305 commercial airliners worth about $25 billion last year. Boeing delivered 281. And Airbus also beat Boeing in orders for new planes. I asked David Learmount exactly what this means. He's a longtime writer for the trade magazine Flight International. He says it is a significant turnabout in modern aviation history.
If you had said 25 years ago that this brand new company, Airbus, was actually going to surpass the U.S. civil aviation industry in the way that it has done, it would have been absolutely unbelievable.
Now, of course, we do need to say that Boeing is a giant aerospace company. It supplies the military as well as commercial airlines, of course. But on the commercial side, Airbus has now surpassed it, at least for now.
So what's allowed Airbus to make these gains?
Well, Learmount says a lot of it has to do with Airbus adopting digital control technology earlier than Boeing did. Airbus has an entire fleet, an entire airplane family equipped with this technology. Boeing only really got it started in the mid-90s with its 777. He says that is a superior plane, but Airbus really got the jump on it, and that has helped. Airbus also weathered 9/11 better than Boeing did. It managed to avoid some of the layoffs that Boeing had, and of course, here several airlines canceled orders because of the drop-off in passengers.
So Airbus makes this announcement about its great triumph and then also issues this caution that there are troubles ahead if you look at currency. Now, what is that?
Well, airplanes are bought and sold in dollars, but Airbus, because it's located in Europe, does just about everything else in euros. It has to pay employees, buy supplies and equipment in euros, which, as we've talked about before, are much more expensive these days because of the euro's strength against the dollar. So Airbus costs are in euros, but its income from selling planes is in dollars, which are worth a lot less right now. So basically, Boeing has an advantage right now while the dollar is weak because it does all its business in dollars. And that's what Airbus was warning about today. And in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the debate over voter privacy and which companies get to see the information you provide when you register to vote.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.